Monday. And Freddie, I sincerely hope that you did not screw up on Valentine's Day.
No, sir. I was conscientious, as I hope you were.
Yes, and you are a romantic.
Well, I am. Yes, I am.
That about you?
Yes, I am. I am a romantic. So, yeah. Miss Karen and I went to Acme after the game on Sunday, Carolina game. Mm-hmm. Went to Acme over in Carrboro, where they do a wonderful job. Yeah. A nice, cozy, warm place in the middle of, winter. And, and we're joined in our Valentine celebration.
By whom?
By my good friend, our good friend, Dragan Mihaljevic and his two sons.
Wow.
Yeah, Dragan's down. Dragan, for those of you who remember, was at WCHL when I first started. And Ron was kind enough to give both of us a shot at doing stuff when we had absolutely no idea what we were doing. And Dragan and I became good friends. He was responsible for helping me to work four Olympics. And we maintain a strong relationship, keep in touch with one another. He lives up in Stanford, Connecticut, of course, is a 60 Minutes producer, and he was down this weekend to do some research about a book he's writing and go to the game. So he brought his two boys, so we kind of shared the love at Acme with Dragan and his kids.
Dragan's a wonderful guy. I know
he's lost
his dad recently, and feel bad about that, but I got some great memories.
We
that
have
are kind
lots
involved,
of great memories.
Yeah, we does a great impression, by the way, if you watch TV eating popcorn.
Yeah,
at the same
I remember
time.
That. That was 1981 at the National Championship game. I remember that in Philadelphia.
Right. Yep.
It's got nothing to do with what we're doing today.
All right. Hey,
by the way, I hope you did take Beverly. You look after Beverly, right?
Yeah, we went to the farmhouse on Saturday night. And then yesterday we spent some time at a chocolate affair. For the benefit of Cornucopia Cancer Support Center.
Well, awesome.
So, yeah, it was a good weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a romantic too, you know.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We're doing the states today.
Okay, the states.
The states, as in the 50 that comprise the United States of America. Name one of the five United States, U.S. states, that has the least amount of visits from domestic tourists.
The least amount of visits.
Yeah, so name one of the five states that comprise our U.S. of A that domestic tourists just go, just don't really want to go there.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the five.
All right. I think I can probably do that.
All right.
We'll see.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com.
Well, Freddie, you want to know one of the five states that is visited
the least by domestic tourists?
I'm going to say North Dakota would be one of them.
North Dakota, yes.
Okay.
Number, let me see. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah?
One, two, three, four, five. No, sir.
No?
Not in the top five.
It's not in one
of the
five.
Not in the bottom five.
Least visited? Wow.
It is one of the 10 least visited, but not top five.
Wow. Okay. Well, let me say Montana. Now, that wouldn't be either. You got too many good things there.
Montana. Nope.
South Dakota.
Nope.
Minnesota.
Nope.
I'm thinking of northern states. Where
keep going. I mean, we only got 50.
Well, just go ahead and tell me the answer.
All right. Going from 10th least visited to the least visited.
Okay.
Ready?
This is not a list you want to be on.
No. Connecticut, number 10.
Okay.
North Dakota, number 9.
Okay.
Maine, number 8.
I started to say
Arkansas, Maine. Number 7.
Right.
Kansas, number 6. And the top five?
Nebraska.
Rhode Island, number 5. New Hampshire, number 4. Nebraska, number 3. Vermont, number 2.
And with all the ski resorts and stuff?
And poor Mountain Mama.
West Virginia.
West Virginia is the least visited state as we think about domestic tourists.
Wow.
For those of you who are just curious, North Carolina is the sixth most visited state.
Not surprised.
By domestic tourists. We are vacation variety.
Yeah, we've got the mountains and the beach and a lot of interesting things here. Great universities.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Calling North Carolina home.
Oh, you went right to the
end. You remember that?
You went to the Coda. Yeah. Not to be confused with Ed Coda.
Hey, listen, man, this has been good. But I got an assist from Ed Coda.
Yes, a lot of people got an assist.
A lot of people
Yes, we did.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yep, see you tomorrow for Rock and Roll Tuesday.